All right, the day five action guide. This is one of my favorites, one you can keep up. Absolutely huge for people who are driving towards that self-assured conviction or towards that authentic charismatic type. It's going to be to review and reflect on the common refrains that you have seen in your sentence completion stems for the last week. And if you've got them, you should have four. You can even do today's to make it five groups of sentence completion stems, and look for the things that are common across them, or the ones that when you wrote them, you just went, oh, that is so true. Because you're doing something with your behavior that is undercutting your self-esteem and your confidence. And like yesterday, I want to encourage you to push your comfort zone as far as you might feel comfortable. Now, this can be big, right? This might be exiting a relationship that you know you shouldn't be in, but it's going to be tough. This might be entering into a relationship that you've been afraid and you've been non-committal about. This might be leaving a job. This might be starting a business. There's a whole bunch of different things that this could be. Now, what I recommend that you do is just at first be honest and go, this is it. This is the one that I'm committed to changing. And just sit with that. You don't know exactly how, but you're going to do it. Once you've done that, you've highlighted it. The second thing I would recommend is to write in the comments what it is that you're working on, because I don't know what the most common things are. But if there are common things that I have dealt with in my own life or that I've coached people through, I can add more videos to the most common ones here to sort of help you with an action plan to affect some of these. Because I know some of these can be massive, massive life changes, and you might like to have an action guide. But just start with this. What is it that you're seeing in these sentence completions that if you did it, would drive your integrity through the roof, would boost your self-esteem, and would create, no matter how it turned out, a sense of inner confidence that followed you wherever you went? So that is it. I look forward to reading what you write in the comments below. I will see you in week 3 for Expert Conversation. Take care.